wins of all of their big games remaining against quality teams, this is probably the most winnable because they're coming off the bye week and they have them at home. So very important for Dallas. And the Atlanta Falcons will travel some fans, I would imagine. And one of those fans joins us now on the ticket hotline. He says he's coming to town. He's a big Atlanta Falcons fan. It's our old buddy, Big Jim Jack. Morning.
Old news, huh?
Well, Big Jim Jack.
Gentlemen.
Morning.
It's me, Big Jim Jack, Southern gentleman and big supporter of Southern football.
Yes. And, of course, of the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm sure a lot of your listeners may not be familiar with my fine, distinguished career in life. I was born in Savannah, Georgia, before the war.
Before World War II?
No, before the war between the states.
Okay. Well, he's pretty old.
And now I'm sitting here on the veranda of my antebellum mansion, looking over my acreage and enjoying a mint julep.
Okay, well.
Planning out my visit to your fair city.
Oh, you're coming to town, huh?
I'm worried I'm not going to make it there on time.
Why?
It's a 2-week carriage ride, and the game is on Sunday.
Yeah, you may have to look into a flight, maybe.
While I'm there in D-Town, I got several activities planned for myself. I'm going to the Bryan Street Tavern with Mike Madonna.
Okay.
Because I am most comfortable with stars in bars.
Oh, my gosh. What a back then that is.
Let's talk some football as... You know, I'm sitting here petting my blue tick hounds and twisting my Colonel Sanders beard thinking about this game.
What do you think about this game?
Well, John, your team has some problems, I believe. I do believe.
Where do they have problems?
Well, are we sure that your quarterback is legal? I mean, does he have all his papers?
Yes.
Yes, he grew up in Wisconsin.
Well, you know I love Southerners, but his family is from a little bit too far south, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my Big gosh, Jim Jack.
That's ridiculous.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Atlanta certainly has gotten better there.
Mm-hmm.
We got lighter at that position.
Big Jim
Whoa.
Jack.
Well, Matt Ryan, I think, weighs a little bit less than Michael Vick. I'll say he weighs less.
Okay, we'll give you that.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know about that.
Now, I was one of the influential people behind the scenes that was against the Michael Vick experiment to begin with.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, we experimented with Michael Vick at QB, and it turned out about the way I had imagined it.
That's unfair.
Whoops, I gotta go. I'm being called out to the North 40 to check on some of these crops.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, that was quick. Here's Big Jim Jack from Atlanta. He'll be in town for the Cowboys game with the Falcons this Sunday. 8:40.